This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Thursday, April 27th. God's word for you today is, be watchful. Our scripture reading is taken from Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 7 to 8. And it says, if it pleases the king, may I have letters to the governors of Trans-Euphrates, so that they will provide me safe conduct. And may I have a letter to Asaph, so he will give me timber, because the gracious hand of my God was on me. The king granted my requests. Nehemiah narrated everything he needed, and the king gave Nehemiah what he needed for the journey, even to the guards he needed for the journey. Please read Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 4 to 9. Nehemiah started the work, but some detractors tried to stop him, and they failed. Note that when your enemies try to stop you and they fail, they will try to delay you. So they tried to trick Nehemiah into a conversation. Nehemiah chapter 6 verse 2 to 4 says, I knew they were scheming to hurt me, so I sent messengers back with this. I am doing a great work. I can't come down. Why should the work come to a standstill just so I can come down to see you? Four times they sent this message, and four times I gave them my answer. The door was a door of opportunity to make friends with influential people who can help him in the community, so to speak. Sambalat, Tobias, and the others were neighbors, but they were detractors. A door for friendship opened for Nehemiah, and he did not take the door because it was a distraction for him. A door may be an opportunity from God, or a distraction from others, or a trap from Satan. Matthew chapter 16 verse 23 says, Jesus turned to Peter and said, get away from me, Satan. You are a dangerous trap to me. You are seeing things merely from a human point of view, not from God's. Sadly, I have seen a lot of people shipwreck their faith by taking doors that were trap doors from Satan. Sometimes it presents as a job opportunity, but it is a trap. It looks effortless, but it is a trap. Sometimes it is a marriage opportunity, but it is a trap. It looks attractive, but it is a trap. Sometimes it could be a direct negative door, and it is a trap nonetheless. I pray that for those who have been in the trap of the enemy, God will deliver you. For those who have taken trap doors, God will set you free. For those who are staring at trap doors, those doors will not open to you in the mighty name of Jesus. So, what door is that before you? How do you tell if it is an opportunity from God, a distraction from others, or a trap from Satan? Discernment. The fourth thing we need to know is, sometimes God shuts a door for our protection. Genesis chapter 7 verse 16 says, then the Lord shut the door behind Noah. God shut the door to keep the water out. Some of us are banging our heads against things that God himself has shut, crying and worried. I am here to encourage you. Get up. It is God that shut the door. You will be fine. Let us pray. Father, thank you for the doors you have shut for my protection. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.